Welcome to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Get ready to hear God, encounter the supernatural, and discover your destiny. Doug is a prophetic speaker, author, and coach whose message of love, hope, and having fun reaches people around the world. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.
Hey friends, welcome to Spirit Connection Podcast. Doug Addison here. April 15, 2020. I've got a special message. I actually had to update this because of something that just took place last weekend during Easter Resurrection Sunday. But I wanted to get this update out. And so I'm calling this a great shaking before the great awakening. Hebrews 12:28. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful, therefore, and worship God acceptably. I tell you right now, we're going through a time of shaking, but it's going to awaken things. This is the time that is worldwide, an attack of COVID-19. But I tell you, it is not any type of judgment. I'm going to go through a little bit right now, try to help you understand the things I've been hearing, and then especially this encounter I just had at Easter, and it's going to really rock your world like it did mine, but I'm excited. So I'll just recap things so it makes sense. I actually had an encounter, maybe you've heard me talk about it, December 19, 2019. The Lord showed me that we were about to have a Jeremiah 30, 23 and 24 storm. It talks about the storm of the Lord will burst forth out of God's wrath, and a driving wind will be down on the heads of the wicked. Now, this is not against people. On verse 24, it goes on to say that he will not turn back until his purposes of his heart are fully done. And the Lord spoke to me that this is the judgment on the enemy. This is the judgment on Satan, who's the one who launched this COVID-19 coronavirus attack to get us to be able to not be able to meet together and to stop the revival. And it was a real, just an all-out hideous attack. It's not from God at all. But the Lord countered this. He countered the attack, and it actually shifted things in the heavenly realm now. And I'm going to unpack it a little more. Zephaniah 3:6 talks about the strongholds, and this is what the Lord said. He wants to use this time to remove or cut off the strongholds. It says, I have cut off the strongholds and demolished them and left their streets deserted. That's exactly where we are right now. Our streets are deserted, and then actually the Lord said he's doing this right now. He's taking this time, and even though the enemy had meant something for evil, the Lord's going to use it to demolish the strongholds of the enemy. The Zephaniah 3:6, and he said, as part of my heavenly journal, he said that this is judgment on the enemy, it's judgment upon Satan and his strongholds that are in people, and he's unleashed the storm now to rout out the strongholds. If you don't know what a stronghold is, I like Ed Savoso's. His definition is anything we've accepted be unchangeable. And, you know, we know all things are changeable, but it goes a little deeper than that. And it could be things of, you know, deception, could be the religious spirit. In fact, that's what the Lord said it was, is that there's some things that are happening right now that are totally opposite of his love. People be operating in hatred. There's stuff happening like that in the world. And so the Lord's going to root out those strongholds. And then, so there's going to be two waves of the storm. That's what he told me. The first wave was to get rid of the strongholds, or to reveal and remove the strongholds. And those are in people. And the best way to respond right now is to ask them to show you if you have any. Then the second wave would be a healing wave. And that would be at Jeremiah 33, verse 6. Nevertheless, I will bring health and healing to it. I will heal my people, and they will enjoy abundant peace and security. Now, this is part of the same encounter in heaven. The Lord was telling me this. He said, I'm bringing about a Jeremiah 30 storm, to root out the Zephaniah 3:6 strongholds. That, and the second part of it was going to bring the Jeremiah 33:6 healing movement that's going to happen in the midst of it. I'm just trying to give you the biblical backup for what I saw. It wasn't just a heavenly encounter. It was an open vision type of thing. But the Lord said that He indeed will restore us. And as soon as He does this thing where He's purging out where the enemy has been operating. So there's solutions that are here right now. God is releasing the solutions to the coronavirus pandemic, and it's going to be in the form of a natural, both of them, natural and medical, and then also supernatural anointing is coming. I saw those already being released, but don't go out yet. Shelter into place still. This is the time where the entire world has needed to step back, and we've been waiting on the Lord to release these things. Write this verse down. Begin to decree and pray. Isaiah 32:2. Each one will be a shelter from the wind and a refuge from the storm, like streams of water in the desert. The Lord wants you to be a shelter right now in this windy storm with people. You know, you can be an encouragement, and the entire world is at a tape shelter in place, some more than others. But the Lord said He's going to raise up cities of refuge during Passover. This is people and places that are safe to come for comfort, encouragement, healing. Now, don't jump out yet by faith. You know, I didn't want to announce this too much because I didn't want people to jump out by faith and say, okay, you know, Doug Addison said that we can be a healing, a place of refuge. Wait on the Lord on this. So here's what happened. I'm so excited about this, is because I knew that He was removing strongholds. And just on Easter, Resurrection Sunday morning, my wife Linda and I were watching a service on the internet. And then suddenly the Lord spoke to me, and I knew that He was going to do this. Psalm 24:7, I already knew this. He said, "Lift up your heads, O you gates, lift up you ancient doors, that the King of Glory could come in." The Lord is opening up ancient gates, spiritual. These are things in the spirit. And I knew it was going to happen at Easter. In fact, I had already got this last week, and I'd already pre-recorded a message that I'm recording over right now because I'm adding to it. And I knew that at Easter time, these ancient gates of healing, financial recovery, and places of refreshment were going to come open. But then, at that time, since many Easter services are canceled, the Lord is now visiting people during this time with dreams and visions and understanding. So reach out and grab hold of that. There's a lot going on in the heavenly realm. Then this major shift happened on Easter Sunday morning, Resurrection Sunday. And Genesis 50:20 said, "What was meant for evil, the Lord's now going to bring about good to save many people." And Satan intended to destroy, steal, and kill. The COVID-19 came from the enemy to stop us from meeting publicly. Check this out. He had intended to actually, he's been ruling the internet, but the internet has been ruled by Satan for a long time. If you know that, Ephesians 2:2, he's the God of the airways and the kingdom of the air, and the small g God, the kingdom of the air, those who follow the world and the ruler of the kingdom of the air. And he's been really kind of ruling the internet. I've been telling people, Christians, for a very long time, you need to get online or be left behind. We needed to get online, but a lot of Christians were afraid. So there was a stronghold going on there. And then this on Sunday morning, we're watching this service, and then I heard the Lord. I watched it, and I looked. I said to Linda, I said, Satan just lost his majority rule over the internet because of what happened. Because churches, I heard the Lord say, because churches are now streaming their services all over the world using the internet. They're praying and worshiping, crying out. Suddenly, it shifted the spiritual atmosphere over the internet, where Satan had been ruling previously, using it for bad things. The majority, anyway, was with pornography and all kinds of different things. But what happened is the Lord shifted that, and the stronghold of the internet broke on Easter Sunday morning. the stronghold that was holding back. Because what happened is the worship and praise in the airways were running on Wi-Fi networks, and the airways are there. Worship and praise outweighed the cursing that had been going on. And the stronghold, two of them, one stronghold that Satan had on the internet, the second was the stronghold of Christians being afraid to use the internet and put their churches online. But that got broken too. And the Lord said that He's lifted this up. Things are now shifting. Now, I want to be sensitive when I say this next part, because there's three things that happened. One was that Satan lost the majority or the rule of the internet, the airways. The second is the fear of Christians using the internet and then actually getting their services online got broken. The third thing is this. There's been a lot of people passing right now with the coronavirus. We want to be very sensitive to the people who have died. And this is what the Lord told me. He said, Hebrews 12, 1 through 3 says, therefore, since we are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that entangles us, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Now, that's exactly what the Lord's doing right now. Hebrews 12 is exactly the same as getting rid of the strongholds. He's talking about, let us throw off everything that entangles us. These are the strongholds. But what a cloud of witnesses. Those are the ones who have passed on and gone to heaven. And so what's happened is the Lord is using what was intended for evil to take us down and not meet publicly. He used it to cause the internet to fall. He also opened up the express gates for people who, many of them were suffering already, not all of them, to go in to heaven and be a backup prayer support for this wave of revival that's now coming. So again, I want to be sensitive with that part of the word, but He is going to use this time. It's kind of like when Jesus talked about Himself. He said a seed must die before it produces many more seeds. And that's what's going on right now. So we're going to see a wave happen. The first wave is to get out the strongholds. The second wave is going to come of healing. Then the third wave will come a little bit later on, which will be revival. But these things needed to shift. And on Easter Sunday morning, they did shift. The airways shifted. The spiritual atmosphere shifted. Now, you still need to wait on the Lord. I would recommend still sheltering in place and waiting for the Lord to release the... It's coming. The healing anointing is coming for it. The different things, medical things will come as well. But we want to wait on that. But the good news is we have actually won an amazing major battle over the weekend. And God is moving right now. He's opening up the ancient gates. And He's also doing this during this time. You know, this is still in Passover, which means you can get a strategy from heaven, like basically like Moses did, or actually as done by several different prophets in the Bible, got a strategy from heaven to cause the spirit of death to pass over. So we are in this time right now where the Lord is giving strategies. If you've lost your job, if maybe you've lost loved ones, we want to be sensitive to this. So Lord, we pray right now that the spiritual atmosphere that is shifting over the internet, the battle would be maintained. We would not be under that heavy rule again of all the bad things happening used for the internet. Lord, I thank You that You're using this. What was intended for evil, You're going to use for good, that You're growing. Heaven is now growing with the cloud of witnesses. I pray right now, Lord, for those who are suffering, those who are sick, who need healing, we pray that You would speed up that recovery process for us. I pray for those who are grieving. Pray for those who've lost their jobs. And we pray, too, for the Joseph anointing people. These are the ones, male and female alike, who are called to raise up finances, will come out of prison right now. They were called to be part of what's going on. For those who lost their jobs, Lord, would You provide for them? I pray that we would come together as one and we would celebrate now the victory that happened over the weekend in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Well, hey, you know, I'm going to be doing a free webinar this month again, April 25th, Refresh: How to Revive and Thrive in difficult times. It is free, but you got to sign up. DougAddison.com/refresh. I'm really excited for what God's doing. And I've got more that we'll be talking about again next week. All right. God bless you. See you soon.
Thanks for listening to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.